So we finally got to go to a show together. It's been so long.
I thought I could eat
this. Is that the same Smarties I bought for you like a year ago for your birthday?
You gave me a case of Smarties for my birthday almost a year ago, and I'm about halfway through it. It's a lot of Smarties.
So I get
actually,
off,
it's Sweet Tarts, I should say. It's Sweet Tarts.
I see. But, yeah. I get off free this year for your birthday.
Yeah, I'll probably still be working on them at least through halfway through this year anyway. Yeah, we did. We saw Sun Lux and then San Fermin.
They were two incredibly powerful. I didn't expect that from Sun Lux. I love Sun Lux, and you love Sun Lux more. We know that. I'm not going to infringe on that. You know,
he put together an incredible live band. One of the most amazing drummers I've ever seen.
Ian Chang.
Yeah,
we know him from People Get Ready.
Yeah, and the guitarist was just doing the most incredible things. It was not like rock guitar coming out of the guitar. He was making the strangest sounds. Beautiful chaos.
And so bigness, huge stuff.
Yeah.
All week.
Euphoric, too.
It was. I have something that matches the mood of that. Can I do that?
You want to keep it going?
I do. I'm not going to.
You're not going to harsh my mellow or anything.
Well, I did this thing in my Bob's Weekly Rainbows, my new column.
Yeah.
Right? And I talked about the intimate versus the epic.
Right.
And so I'll do something that's intimate, but I'm going to start with the epic. I don't need to say much. This is a band called The Family Crest. You probably don't know them. I didn't know them. They're from San Francisco. They have an album, a new one coming out. It's called Beneath the Brine, and this is the title track.
The weighty click of her heart against my spine. Now the dark is nigh, and she lays here at my side. But like a steady squall, her arms they fall, and her legs they grasp me tight. Oh, young love, young dear, why have you taken me in your fall? All of my love, all my life, given to you, sacrifice. Oh,
beneath the stones twine black as night. Hold yourself beneath the
brine. I mean, I gotta be honest, I feel like they were kind of holding back a little bit in that song, you know? They could have given a little more.
Liam McCormick is the head of the Family Crest, and they have what's called an extended family, which is that they invite like lots of people to join them. So they'll be on stage and they'll invite, you know, people who are conservatory players or just like people who sing in the shower.
Well, I saw on their website a link that says learn how you can join the family. So I guess that's what it is if you want to come play with them. I mean, even the group itself, there's over half a dozen people in this band, it looks like.
Amazing. So the Family Crest, the record is called Beneath the Brine. It comes out February 25th on Tender Loving Empire. And
Loving Empire. That's a perfect label for that music. Well, so we should go back and talk about something you just mentioned in passing, and that's your new column, your weekly feature that you're doing, Bob's Rainbows. Because when Bob goes out into the world to find new music, all he sees around him are rainbows. And so we're summing up everything in a little weekly post that you're doing, whether it's your favorite video of the week, favorite new song of the week, favorite discovery, favorite live show.
Or just some moment.
Yeah.
I mean, and I had a few of them this past week.
Yeah, the most profound moment I think you mentioned was just staring off into the middle distance while listening to the sound of your own brain.
You mean the time when I levitated?
Yeah, you floated above the rest of the office. It happens all the time now. We don't even think about it. You know,
room in the new office to do that. Yeah.
I just sit there at the photocopier, you know, cranking out copies. But anyway, so that column goes up, what, every
Saturday? We're going to do it every Saturday. Try it on the weekends. Give you something to read on the weekends.
Yeah, every Saturday, look for that. One of the artists we mentioned that we saw this past weekend was Sunlux, and one of the many projects that he's involved with is one that was previously called SSS and is now called Sisyphus. And Sisyphus, it's three artists. It's Sunlux, Sufjan Stevens, and the rapper known as Serengeti. They released an EP as SSS back in 2012. They've renamed themselves Sisyphus. Do I need to explain who these people are, Sufjan Stevens?
Well, he was the guy who pushed the boulder up the mountain. He's the singer.
Sufjan Stevens, you know, I think he's just a guy who works lyrical, melodic wonders. Yeah, Sunlux, beat genius. I think collaborations like this, as a concept, as an idea, sounds a lot better than the music ends up being when you hear it. But I feel like in this case, it really works together. Yeah. And in particular, on this song, they've got a new record coming out from Sisyphus. It's self-titled. And this song that I think showcases all three artists nicely is called Lion's Share.
This right here is the tale of Banks and Conley, the two greatest outlaws America's ever seen. They tied the ropes, down they went, and all they found was sheets in the wind. Oh, they were blown in the wind. Out the 20th floor, smack downtown, they changed their clothes from white to brown. Caught a cab and headed south, way out to Conley's grandma's house. The trail was hot, you can't stay, Granny turned them both away. They split up separate ways, been on the lam about 10 days. They busted out, love in the air, we're all in search of the lion's share. We're all in search of the lion's share. We're all in search of the lion's share. Put the money in your pants, we can all get some. Put the money in your pants, we can all get some. Put the money in your pants, we can all get some. Put the money in your pants, we can all get some. Put the money in your pants, we can all get some. Put the money in your pants. This right here is the tale of Banks and Conley, the two greatest outlaws America's ever seen. They tied the sheets, smack downtown, jails can't hold these fellas down. Banks had the loot stashed in the safe, in a backyard in the Buckeye State. He picked and picked, moonlights the air, worked that back for the lion's share. Worked that back for the lion's share. Worked that back for the lion's share. Work that back for the lion's share. They both got lost love in the air. We're all in search of the lion's share. We're all in search of the lion's share. So work that back for the lion's share. We can all get some. Put the money in your pants. We can all get some. Put the money in your pants. We can all get some. Put the money in your pants. We can all get some. Back for the lion's share. Work that back for the lion's share. So work that back for the lion's share. 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 Get the loot. Call for kindly. Lovers live in this economy. Let's all get lost. Love in the air. We're all in search of the lion's share. We're all in search of the lion's share.
Sisyphus. I think Sisyphus is a much better name for the three S's in this group.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, Serengeti, Sunlux, Sufjan Stevens. I don't think they're taking this project too seriously. There's a lot of humor on this.
Honestly, I didn't expect what happened.
Yeah, right there. Yeah. Some fun songs on this record. It's called Sisyphus. That was Lion's Share. It is out March 18th, and it's a record, interestingly enough, that was commissioned by the Walker Arts Center and the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra's Liquid Music Series.
I've played at the Walker Arts Center.
Oh, you've played at the You've played at the Walker Arts Center.
I did a performance piece back in the it's too long ago. It's the middle 80s.
Well, this one,
beautiful space.
This album would not be possible if it were not for them. It's being put up also. It will be on the Asthmatic Kitty, which is Sufjan's label, Asthmatic Kitty Records, and Joyful Noise.
Well, point counterpoint here.
Okay.
So I remember the epic versus the intimate. I'm going to go for the intimate here.
All right.
Were you here the day Diane Clough came and played the Tiny Desk?
I was. It was just lovely. She's an artist I was turned on to. A number of years ago, we had Kip Malone from TV on the Radio. He came in and played a guest DJ, and
right.
He turned me on to two artists that day. One was Diane Clough. Do you know who the other one was? Sharon Van Etten. Before I had any idea who Sharon Van Etten. She had just put out her own little record called Because I Was in Love.
I remember this now.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll always be grateful to you, Kip.
Two winners for sure. Diane Clough's music is, how would you say, it's kind of in the way that Joanna Newsom brings a voice to voice that you've never really imagined could be. And in the best possible ways, right?
Yeah.
And so it's a little like you cock your head a little bit when you listen to this music, like wondering, that phrasing, it's so unusual, and yet it's so, for me, it's so very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
She has this absolutely gorgeous voice, a very poignant way of playing. Everything she does seems to really matter.
Yeah.
There's no excess in anything that she does. And I'm going to play a record from Diane Clough. The new album's called Bone Set. Doesn't come out till March 4th. And I'm going to play a song called Sarah.
Spirit comes back along the way, comes to me red, black, with a lot to say. she sit my tail down, pull the wishbone wide, she ream my head out along the way,
darn beautiful. That's Diane Cluck from a record called Boneset, and the song Sarah.
Just so transfixing. Yeah. You just can't help but just stare into that music when you hear it.
Her and a cellist. Absolutely lovely. We did a tiny desk with her, as we sort of hinted at before we played the song, and that'll be up online in the next few weeks. It's her first record in almost 8 years.
And we are doing a first listen.
Oh, fabulous.
On that record a week before its release. It comes out March 4th,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes, so the end of February.
So that same week, we have another first listen that I'll tease now from a band called Nothing. Nothing.
You're going to tease Nothing.
The band is called Nothing, and we're going to have a first listen on their record. This is a nice, loud, sludgy band out of Philly. It's founded a couple years ago by this guy named Dominic Palermo. He has quite a story. He was originally in this hardcore group called Horror Show. He worked with them for a while, but then that whole project was put on hold in 2002 because he stabbed a guy in a fight and ended up going to prison for it. So this guy, Dominic Palermo, he grew up in Kensington, which is this tough area, pretty tough neighborhood in Philly. In fact, as a side note, the guy he stabbed lived, but ended up going to prison himself later for a completely unrelated crime. So really, this guy did not have, you know, the most carefree life growing up, Dominic Palermo. But anyway, in prison, he was in prison for a couple of years, did a lot of writing and soul-searching in prison, came out, took a long break from music, but then in 2011, he started this band called Nothing. First as a solo project, he's since added some other guys. They have a full-length debut record coming out called Guilty of Everything.
Wow.
Yeah, one of the guys in the band and him, just as another side note, they did a record together in 2012. It was this conceptual dedication entirely to poets who've taken their own life. So there's a lot of darkness in this music, but I just love this record, Guilty of Everything. This song is called Get Well.
Yeah.
Well, they had some fun.
I find it to be both dark and shimmering at the same time. It's kind of glowing around the edges. And the lead singer guy I was mentioning earlier, Dominic Palermo, he did an interview with AnnieMusic.com, and I'll just read you one of the pull quotes from it. "I know we weren't the first kids driving around with large amounts of cocaine and guns in the car, listening to Loveless," which is the record, My Bloody Valentine.
That you hear lots of influence.
Yeah, that you hear totally in that song. And he says, "We probably weren't the first, but it probably doesn't happen too often," which is probably true. So anyway, this is a guy, Palermo, someone who's learned just how agonizing life can be. And he pours all of that into the music of this band, Nothing, we just heard. Very much a way for him to deal with the troubles of his past. And it's such an incredible story. It almost feels like, you know, like, well, I bet they're going to play that. You know, that's going to be the story of this band. And it really is not like this narrative that he is attempting in any way to play up in support of the band. In fact, in that same interview, he said all he just wants to be left alone, you know. And so I feel for this guy, and this record is going to be one of my favorite. Could end up on my top 10 for the year. It's out March 4th. Nothing, and the record is called Guilty of Everything.
Well, I'm going to play something. The band's name is Slasher Flick, so maybe... sorry. So A.V. Terre from Animal Collective has a new little trio going on. He's got the keyboard player and the singer, Angel Derridorian. She used to be in Dirty Projectors. She's a singer and a keyboard player. And then, I don't know if you remember this crazy band that I loved from Baltimore. They formed at the Maryland Arts Center.
Ponytail.
Yes, you did it.
I totally got it.
So they broke up a few years ago, which is a shame. But Jeremy Hyman was the drummer for that band, also has played with Dan Deacon. He's in this group. They're all in like Southern California, making this very off-kilter music. This is the poppiest thing on this record that I'm going to play. The song from A.V. Terre's Slasher Flicks is what the name of the project is called. Play a cut called Little Fang and see if this is catchy enough for you.
I wondered what happened to Ponytail.
One of the players just played at the Black Cat the other night. Records, Little Fang, Enter the Slasher House.
Are you saying fang like T-H-A-N-G or fang?
Oh, fang like a tooth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Enter the Slasher House comes out April 8th. A.B. Tears, Slasher Flicks is the band.
Well, I'll take us out on something probably works pretty well out of that by one of my all-time favorite bands of the last week called Eagles. The Eagles.
Oh, good.
Do you like the Eagles?
Yeah, I was going to play one of their cuts. So that's perfect. This is
Eagles,
not
yeah, no.
What do you think? People, when we saw them, yelled, take it easy, and, you know,
yeah.
Desperado. And...
Oh, Desperado.
Please don't. We did our worst music show. We got it out of and off of our chest.
I listened to a tremendous amount of the Eagles when I was a kid. No. Anyway, Eagles, E-A-G-U-L-L-S, Eagles. They've got a self-titled record coming out also on March 4th. And this is a band, really, I've been listening to this record nonstop for the past week. They're out of Leeds, England. Do you marvel at how quickly bands can form, put music out, and have a following? You know, it's like it used to take forever, right? The slow build. And now this band's only been together since 2010. The group I played before, Nothing, it's only been together since 2011.
But then there's Diane Clough, who's been making music for 12, 14 years.
Yeah, it's
and,
true.
And not, I mean, she has a following, but not, I wouldn't say a huge following.
Yeah, she did take a long break, but...
The Family Crest has been playing since 2006 or 7.
I mean, that's ancient by today's standards.
So it happens both ways, but yeah.
Anyway, all of which is to say that...
You're just wrong. No.
The Eagles, they have a sound that reminds me a lot of that sort of post-punk new wave sound of the early 80s, maybe a louder, more aggressive, heavier version of maybe the Smiths or maybe the Cure, emphasis on louder and more aggressive. The members of Eagles have gotten some bad press because for some obnoxious behavior, they posted a letter on their website, an open letter to the bands of South by Southwest, just ragging on how awful they thought they were. Then they took the letter down and they said, we were just kidding, lighten up. You know, regardless, they're a young bunch of kids, and I think they've put out a fantastic record, Eagles, that you've been listening to.
Saw them in October. They were great. They're great fun. You'll see them in Austin, maybe, yes? Are they coming to Austin?
Yep, definitely.
Let's go together.
The song I want to take us out on is called Possessed. Possessed. That's how they say it in the song. Possessed. You're looking at me like, who is this guy I do this show with?
You were snowed in for too long yesterday, I think.
It was just one day, but it was with a 2-year-old.
Yeah. I'm in the middle of making my record.
Oh, you are?
You doing one this year?
No, I'm not doing one. I'm busy doing other things, changing diapers and stuff.
Okay.
And I'm not even talking about my toddler.
For NPR Music, oh my God.
Eagles. Yeah. Also, I'm Robin Hilton.
See ya.
Bye. Thanks, Bob. Possessed from the Eagles.
Great. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.